You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. Vermont is one of 14 states that allow only hands-free cell phone use while driving, but it's still pretty common to see drivers with a phone in one hand and the other on the wheel. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, a Middlebury College senior is now building a business around a smartphone app that takes a new approach to discouraging that kind of behavior.
There are cell phone apps designed to keep people from texting while driving, but Terry Gogan says they tend to concentrate on preventing bad behavior. His idea is an app that rewards good behavior.
We want to make kids want to use it, and we want to make adults. You know, this isn't just for kids, too. That's the thing, is that adults sometimes are the worst culprits. This will allow people to want to use it and have fun while doing it. We really try and gamify it.
The app Gogan has developed is called Joyride. It works by tracking distance and time spent driving without texting or talking on a cell phone. And based on the data collected, a user gets credits, which can be redeemed at businesses or donated to charity. To get Joyride off the ground, Gogan and his business partner, Anna Claire Smith, worked with professors in Middlebury and took a college class led by the Vermont Center for Emerging Technologies. Gogan has spent months contacting investors, highway safety groups, and businesses to drum up support. A number of merchants are now offering products or discounts in exchange for credits earned by users. In addition to individual users, Gogan hopes to attract institutional customers. A little out-the-window market research convinced him that any company with a fleet and drivers could benefit from Joyride.
You know, I'm driving from Burlington to Boston on a megabus, and I'm on the second deck, and you would be amazed by how many people are on their phones. Because, you know, on that second deck, you can look into even truck drivers' cabs. And it's crazy to look at some of these guys on their phones driving these huge big rigs. You know, what happens if you can give this to every fleet across America?
Gogan is also planning to pitch car insurance companies to award discounts to drivers who rack up miles using Joyride. He's also won a couple of business competitions. One was an annual event held by Shelburne-based Fresh Tracks Capital. Fresh Tracks' Karen Cross says his group was impressed by Gogan and his partner's presentation. But making a business out of a free app that relies on both users embracing it and businesses paying to reach them is a challenge.
The trick always comes down to, I think, in putting something like this together successfully, it's how do you satisfy all of those different multi-sides to the equation? How does everybody get what they want out of it? And then is there something left over for the intermediary, the application provider, to actually make a living out of it?
Joyride is poised to grow in the near term. Gogan says he's about to hire a full-time developer to work on the app and hopes to soon add a business development person. Joyride is still in the test phase, although anyone can download and use it. Gogan says the app should be fully rolled out and publicly available by the end of the year. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.